Good morning. Member States nominate both experts and laboratories to support an investigation by the Secretary General into an alleged use of biological weapons. On behalf of the German Federal Foreign Office, the Robert Koch Institute, Germany's main public health institute, provides an array of different trainings and workshops to prepare roster experts and laboratories for such an investigation. I would like to highlight the current project RevBio project to strengthen bioanalytical reference laboratories on the UNSGM roster, an upcoming hazardous environment awareness training for roster experts, plans to develop an e-learning module on personal protective equipment, and a comprehensive capstone exercise foreseen for 2020. First, the RevBio project is jointly run by the Division on Highly Pathogenic Viruses, Biological Toxins, and the Division on Highly Pathogenic Microorganisms, the latter of which is an accredited proficiency test provided. In the event of an investigation, the selected bioanalytical reference laboratories need to provide highly reliable and consistent analyses of the infectious biological agents or other biological samples entrusted to them. The RevBio project was launched to help assure that roster laboratories meet these quality standards and to develop an operational, reliable, and geographically diverse network of biological reference laboratories. To this end, the RevBio project includes practical external quality assurance exercises and uncompromising workshops. For the purpose of these exercises, the Robert Koch Institute experts prepare sets of quality assured and activated samples of biological material, including relevant bacteria, viruses, and biological toxins, and distribute them to roster laboratories around the world. The recipient laboratories are then requested to analyze and correctly identify the sample and report the findings back to the Robert Koch Institute. So far, three exercises have been carried out with the participation of a constantly increasing number of international laboratories. Another round of exercises on bacteria, viruses, and toxins will start this fall. During past quality assurance exercises, all participating laboratories were able to identify the positive samples, and only very few reported false positive results. The sample characterization, like strain determination and quantification, however, seemed to pose significant challenges for some laboratories. In addition, three workshops were organized in Berlin to present the results of the quality assurance exercises and to discuss suitable methods of identifying and characterizing the sample and detecting signs of a deliberate malicious manipulation. Other topics discussed at these workshops include the reporting format for results during UNSGM investigations, minimal requirements to be fulfilled by roster laboratories, and the internal procedure to ensure an unbroken chain of custody. These workshops are likewise continuously growing in popularity and have been visited by up to 50 participants from 19 countries. Besides the RevBio project, our institute will carry out a hazardous environment awareness training in September together with the German Federal Office of Civil Protection and Disaster Assistance on their training facilities. Next month, 20 nominated UNSGM experts will undergo training for 1 week to cope with potential hostile and dangerous situations. Next year, we will conduct a capstone exercise in Berlin. This exercise is a joint Swedish-German activity and will be jointly prepared by the Swedish Defense Research Agency, FOI, and the Robert Koch Institute. 20 experts will have the chance to participate in a 10-day full-scale exercise, including the activation of the mechanism, the investigation itself, up to report writing. Besides elements like pre-deployment, host country meeting, interviewing, sampling, packaging, and media reporting are played out. Furthermore, an e-learning module on personal protective equipment is currently being developed and will be handed over to UNODA for further trainings or in preparation of a mission. The overall overall goal of our activities is to sustainably strengthen the UNSGM through provision of comprehensive activities, building up on each other and combining different expertises offered by different countries. We therefore would like to thank all UN member states offering the support and planning and conducting our activities, most notably Switzerland, UK, Sweden, US, Canada, and Portugal. Thank you.